Hi folks, it's Chris, Pilgrim Chris. This boo is inspired by a few responses I've had recently as to the reasons why people might engage with religious conversation with me. And I was checking some stats from my Twitter account and my Audio Boom account. And I went through my Twitter followers, of which I have just over 2,000 followers. And I realised that of those 2,090 something followers, 2,000 of them aren't following me because of my avatar, or what my avatar seems to represent to some people. The idea that my avatar of a man with a backpack on his back, with a cross attached to the backpack, walking towards a city of Santiago, and with my username being Pilgrim Chris, they are not following me because of what some people think that represents. In fact, only the minority of my followers follow me because of what that represents, and those people don't ever get in touch, don't ever tweet me. They are people who have been on a pilgrimage, they are people who have been to Santiago, they are people who I would imagine, assume that because of that, that I will be talking mainly about pilgrimages, faith, that sort of thing. And I think I'm just stuck on their followers list when they realise that I don't really talk about that. Most of my conversations, 99% of my conversations on Twitter are non-religious based, non-pilgrimage based. And the majority of my followers follow me for other reasons other than my avatar and username depicts. And it's the same here on Audioboo. I went through my Audioboo followers. A surprisingly large number of my followers are from the visually impaired community and aren't following me, at least not from what I can gather, following me because of what my avatar might represent, this idea of a religious pilgrim. And the reason I've done this boo is because it's, like I say, some of the suggestions I've had of why people feel the need to get into religious conversations with me when a conversation isn't about religion is might be because of my username, my name, or because of my avatar. But the stats don't bear that up. The figures don't bear that up. And I have looked into it because I found it very interesting. I found it fascinating. And I thought that might be a really good reason why people do engage with me sometimes in that way. And usually in a negative way. I mean, I must reiterate, this isn't about what Paul was saying in his latest boo, that where he tagged me into it, about Paul engages with people in using religion or using scripture or talking about God in conversations sometimes to find common ground with a person that he knows has a faith. The conversations I'm talking about have very little to do with that. They have more to do with trying to divide, trying to point score, or trying to test me. Is like I say, one person suggested that's the reason they misquoted scripture at me, was to test me. There's nothing unifying and peaceful about that, I don't think. I'm still struggling. After a lot of good answers, a lot of good responses, a lot of good theories, but I'm still struggling as to why people use scripture in a negative way in a conversation that isn't about faith. I'm still struggling with that concept. And a lot of the answers I'm getting now are shying away from that question, going beyond that question. And that's fine too, as long as people are aware that it was the question. The question wasn't about anything other than that. And a lot of the answers to do with my name, username and avatar, I did look into it. But the figures, the stats don't bear that up. They really don't. They don't bear that concept up. The reason people engage in conversation with me based on my avatar and username just doesn't stack up. Not when I look at my followers and the kind of people who are following me and the conversations I have with those people. It's like many people on here on Audioboo. I'm not a big Audioboo user. I listen quite a lot, but I don't use it as much. But the people I listen to for various reasons. I don't listen to Paul because he's a poet or an enabler. I listen to Paul because he's a very interesting person, has lots of things to say on many different subjects. I don't listen to Mac because I know Mac has a faith. I listen to Mac because his morning booze, which at one point I couldn't listen to in great quantity, I find quite therapeutic now, actually. I listen to Claire Randall a lot because I wish Claire would be more, actually. I listen to Claire Randall a lot because I find her passion for her conversations striking. And many other people. I'm not selecting people out of favouritism here, just examples. Topgold, Bernie. Bernie Topgold. I listen to Bernie and I can't understand a lot of Bernie's views. They're way beyond me. I don't understand a lot of what Bernie talks about because I have no affinity with what he talks about. But on a lot of occasions, I listen and I glean something from it. I listen to Bernie. I think the reason I listen to Bernie is because I find him a very intelligent man. Looks at things in a certain way that I admire. I think that's the reason I listen to a lot of people, is because of the way they discuss, the way they talk about things. It's different to how I do. It's outside of my normal experiences. Conversations or... And I say conversations, it's conversations even though I may not respond, it's dialogue that I wouldn't engage with normally. And I don't define anybody by their username or their avatar. I follow people on recommendations usually. Or if a particular thing interests me. I've also unfollowed many people across platforms because they no longer... I might have listened to one thing that interests me, but that was a standalone thing and nothing else does. So I'm still trying to work out this idea of definition. And even if people do define me by an avatar or by my username, surely a brief glance at my Twitter timeline, for example, would show that I don't talk about faith. I don't talk about pilgrimages. And I think that's the reason I get a lot of diverse followers. Because I talk about diverse subjects. And I quite respect that. I respect the fact that people can see beyond an avatar and a username. Should I change my avatar and username? I don't think so. I'm not upset when people want to engage with me in conversations about religion or faith. I'm just intrigued as to why they use that particular subject in a way to try and undermine a conversation. Again, that's nothing to do with why, for example, Paul uses or talks about religion and faith. He talks about it in a way to unify, not to divide. Anyway, I'm going to go. Thank you all for taking the time to respond in various ways and to engage and to develop this conversation further. Paul is a humble man. I'm not a humble man. I try to be. But I am humbled by the responses I've got. And I think that helps to help me become more humble. The one thing I can't say is I'm humble. And I don't mean that in a... I don't mean to say that in a proud way. I'm aware of my limitations. Thank you all for listening. And I will sign off with my obligatory way, simply because that's how I sign off. And I am a man of faith, and I wish God's blessings upon everybody, because God's blessings are wonderful and joyous to behold and to have bequeathed upon us. But I also understand that people don't always feel the same way. And so I can't help myself but want to give you my God's blessing. But I also understand that some of you are offended by that, and some of you find that ridiculous. So as always, if applicable, God bless.